providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
To the hole!
100 years of history.
Ball game!
100 years of excitement.
And the St. Louis Pelicans are the champions of the Atlantic 10.
What will the next great moment bring
for the St. Louis University Pelicans?
SLU Men's Basketball now features a 3- and 5-game pack starting only $59 per ticket and makes a great holiday gift. Choose a plan that's right for you, and you could catch the Pelicans take on Atlantic 10 opponents, including VCU, UMass, and LaSalle. Visit slupelicans.com. It's Pelican time.
Royal Banks of Missouri is investing in St. Louis, one charity at a time. We're always willing and ready to support a worthy cause, making a positive impact on the lives of St. Louisans. Whether it's one bear or one home, Royal Banks of Missouri always puts community first. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Call 314-212-1500. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
It's not with Dirty Songs, is it?
Hey,
no.
Jing-a-dee-jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing. The Italian Christmas Donkey.
You know what? I can't stand stuff like this. Look, we got Rudolph, and then people come along. You know, Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and they try to do these songs, and they think they're going to be classic Christmas songs. What is it? Dinkle the Donkey? Dominic the Donkey?
The Italian Christmas Donkey.
Yeah, no thanks. We're back to Joe. Joe called before the break. And Joe, the last thing you said, and the reason I didn't want to cut you off, was you said you were a professional criminal. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? What did you do?
Sold drugs, received stolen property.
Were you a burglar at all, a robber?
No. Pretty much nonviolent, just... From the time, I don't know, 15, 16 years old until 35, 40, 38 actually. Almost anything you can think of to turn an illegal buck. My grandpa used to say I would walk across the street. He said that I would jog across the street to make an illegal dollar, then walk 2 feet to make a legal dollar.
And did he say that as sort of appraising you or criticizing you?
No, definitely not.
And how old are you now?
52.
All right, so you've been on the straight and narrow for 12, 14 years.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever steal any cars?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever steal any cars?
I bought stolen cars.
Knowing they were stolen?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what is it you'd like to share with us today?
Okay, I'm from South St. Louis, and I don't know, you know, how much the average person would know about the police force in South St. Louis, but 1st and 3rd District... The old 1st and 3rd District in South St. Louis are notorious for police brutality, basically. And I've had my rear end kicked by the police. I can't even tell you how many times.
Well, you're a criminal.
Exactly. That's what I was. That was going to be my point. I would not, by any stretch of the means, be what you would call a police supporter. In my previous life. But looking back on it, I can honestly say that at no time was I ever just walking down the street and a police car pulled up and one or two police officers got out and kicked my butt.
Now, you had a reputation with the police at this point, right? They all knew you and knew what
you did,
who you are. So your reputation
was That's what I'm saying. What I'm getting at is, you know, I have brothers and sisters and cousins and now nieces and nephews and a son and all that don't get pulled over and get their rear end kicked by the police because they don't do anything wrong.
So what you're saying is when you did, on the surface, it might look like, hey, these guys are always roughing this guy up. But it was because you were a criminal.
Exactly. It to me, it basically boils down to that old saying, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. If you can't handle the consequences, you know, for every action, there's an equal reaction. You know, if you choose to live your life in a manner that you could be considered a thug, then, you know, that's how you're going to be treated. You know, people look at you, people treat you the way that you portray yourself.
Well, and I'm glad you called, because I think there are people who are trying to perpetuate this idea that sometimes cops just like to beat people up for the fun of it. Wow, that may have happened somewhere, sometime, but usually, let's put it this way. Most every situation recently that has come up, almost in every case, it started with noncompliance. In other words, step out of the car. They don't do it. Or could you put your hands where I can see them? They don't do it. Or put your hands behind your back. They don't do it. Sit down. They don't do it. Step over here. They don't do it. I mean, that's, you want to start something? You started it by not complying. Because
exactly.
I think, I don't care who you are, if you just simply do that, wow.
I heard you say the other day that you had gotten pulled over, or maybe a friend of yours had gotten pulled over because inadvertently you or your friend, whatever, had entered a known drug area. And
you were profiled one day.
Yeah, you were
exactly.
profiled.
I was profiled right. because right. there was a lot of drug running down Interstate 70, and it was being done by people in cars similar to mine with tinted windows about my age. And
right.
the cop actually said, because when he stopped me, he said, you know why I pulled you over? And I said, I was speeding. And he said, yeah, you were. But not to the degree like 9 or 10 over. That's not why I stopped you. And then when he told me why, I said, so you're profiling me. He said, yes. I said, thank you. I said, I have no problem with that.
And there was another guy that called in, and he was down in the depths of the city.
Doing a shortcut through the city
to
the highway.
Yeah, yeah. And he
was by the Falstaff Brewery. That's right. That's what it was.
Yeah, he was a white guy, and he got pulled over, and the cop pulled him over because if you see a white guy kind of dressed up like that, he's pretty much a drug runner or something like that.
No, they're
right.
buy drugs.
Are buying drugs, yeah.
And what, you know, what I was, the reason I bring that up is, you know, I'm a fairly respected guy now. You know, you couldn't find 20 people that know me. You couldn't tell them, hey, do you know that this guy used to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
They wouldn't
call you a liar.
Yeah. Did you ever do any time?
Yes, sir.
How much in where? State, fed, federal?
State, 16 years.
16 years?
Yes, sir.
All at once or split up?
Two times, 7 and 9.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And that's the other thing, you know, the second time, you know, I don't know why, but the second time towards the end of it, you know, I just decided that I was done. And I was done. You know, that was it.
Good for you. Do you have a job?
Oh, yes. Now?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
I have two jobs.
Can I just ask what kind of work? I don't want you to get real specific, just what kind of work you're in?
Construction.
Okay. Good for you, man.
But what I was getting at was, ever since this has happened, ever since this whole Michael Brown thing has happened, you know, there's been all this hands up, you know, the rioting, et cetera. And we've talked about it a lot, you know, on my job sites. And, you know, I have numerous black friends, Mexican friends, people that work with me, et cetera.
Right.
And what didn't make any sense to me was, you know, there's always been this thing, they don't build in the black neighborhoods. They don't, you know, companies don't build here, and all that we have is liquor stores and this and that. Well, you know, I build things for a living. I don't like to rebuild things because you burned it down.
That's a good point.
So why would, you know, now where are you going to go to get parts for your car? Where are you going to go to get whatever you need? You know, you're burning your own community down. It makes no sense to me.
Do the, and you're in a perfect line of work to ask this question too, because you do work with all kinds of people. All kinds of people are in construction, and because on the job you've got the blacks, you've got Hispanics. Yes, what do they seem to say to you when you guys are just kicking it around about the Michael Brown thing? Do they think he was a poor innocent, somebody's baby unjustly got killed? What do they say?
At first, when it very first happened,
And when it first happened and Dorian Johnson decided to turn the whole world upside down with that stupid hands-up thing, he was surrendering.
No, it was more of Michael Brown's mom's statement that I believe that he was supposed to be going to school the next day.
He's not going to be able to go to college. And would you agree with me when I say what I said the other day on the air? When you decide to take the criminal path in life,
is he gone?
Yeah, did we lose him? Well, shoot. Well, when you decide to take that path, there are consequences. Sometimes
was he hanging up, or do you want me to? He lost his signal or something.
I think if he wants to call back, he can. But I think he said what he wanted to say, and I'm glad he called. This guy walked the walk. 16 years in the pen. Yeah. Are you kidding me? And now he has a whole new respect for the cops. And he said he used to feel the same way, and then he realized, wait a second, maybe they're, if you want to use the word harassing, which is not the right word, maybe they're sort of singling me out and making my life a little uncomfortable because I'm a criminal. And I'm glad he said what he said about the areas where they profile white guys in the prostitution area. If there's a known block or two where there's a lot of prostitution, and you see a guy in a late model car, looks like he just got off work, he's a vice president somewhere, chances are he's looking for something. So that's profiling. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
My answer is nothing.
I don't know if you heard Pharrell Williams a couple weeks ago sent out some tweets or something essentially saying that Michael Brown was exhibiting bullyish behavior and essentially saying that he acted like, you know, after the video that came out from the store robbery.
Yeah.
And you would not believe the amount of people that
tore into him.
Turned on him. Yes, calling him horrible, derogatory, racist names.
Why people is that? Why do you think that is, that people don't want to hear the cold, hard truth?
It's amazing.
No, there's always going to be an element that does not want to hear the truth. And here's the truth. How about this one? And I just pulled this up to verify a while ago before the show started, because I knew this would come up. What do you think the percentage of the population in the United States, and I just rechecked the numbers a while ago, what percentage of the United States population do you think is black?
I think it's like 18%.
13%. The entire United States, 13%. You got to factor in every state. Hawaii is very white and not black with Hawaiian. You got to factor in all those as well as the southern states. And what percentage of this country do you think is Caucasian?
60-something.
74. So between the two, you have 90%. The other 10% would be Hispanic, you know, whatever. So you got 74% Caucasian, 13% black, yet in an average year, young black men, it's usually young black men, sometimes they're not young, but black men murder 1,000 more people in this country than white men do, with only 13% of the population. There's something very wrong there. And when you have those numbers to deal with, the other thing I don't think people are willing to do, in addition to not wanting to hear the truth, is, and by the way, that doesn't mean, oh, well, there you go, all black people are potential killers. And I didn't say that. It's just disproportionate. The other thing, sometimes I think that they're not willing to do, and I completely forgot what it was I was going to say, in addition to not wanting to hear the truth, is they don't want to admit sometimes. It's kind of like when you have something that you know, you have something about you, and maybe it's a deep, dark secret. You know it. You don't want other people to know it. I think sometimes they don't want to hear that they've made a bad choice in life. They want to blame It's always wanting to blame somebody as well. I didn't grow up with a daddy. Let me give you an example of a black person who couldn't have had more adversity. Couldn't have had more. Raped as a young girl by her uncle. Grew up in dirt poverty. Could have easily gone and turned to crime. Oprah Winfrey is a billionaire. All right? And she didn't, I'm not a big Oprah fan, but I do respect and admire the fact that...
Where she came from?
Yes, yeah. And where she is now. And that when she speaks with authority, and she speaks with credibility. She's mastered the English language. I don't hear her speaking in some Ebonics pattern that nobody can understand. And here's another thing. If you folks who are protesting, if you want respect and you want to be heard and you want anybody to give any credibility to what you're saying, when you show up to a city council meeting, and I saw some of the pictures from last night's meeting, don't show up in a black hoodie. Okay? It's a council meeting. Just like when you go to a job interview. You're going to walk in a job interview with a hoodie on, pulled up over your head. I saw that last night and I thought, really? When you go before a judge, and one of my sons had to go before a judge one time. He wore a sport coat and a tie. You know what the judge told him? It was a minor violation, but he wanted to go and state his case. You know what the judge said to him? He said, I'm dismissing this case because look around you. You were the only young man in this courtroom who decided that maybe, just maybe, I should be shown a little bit of respect, and that this was a pretty important meeting, and you put on a sport coat and tie. And my son looked around the room, and honestly, he said some of these people looked like they just crawled out of the gutter or took a break from a drug deal to stop off at the courtroom. And he said, that's my way of letting you know how much I appreciate your presentation today. And he said, dismissed, let him go, and that was the end of it. And I was very proud of my son because he could just pay the ticket or something. But he wanted to go. He said, I think if I state my case, he didn't have to say much at all, just his appearance. So when you go to the city council meeting, don't wear the hoodie. You don't have to wear a sport coat and tie. Maybe you don't own one. But for goodness sakes, don't go in there trying to look like some kind of hoodlum and show some respect. Respect will get you a lot farther in this world than disrespect and that attitude. You know, you see where Dotson tried to speak last night and he had to quit and leave because they booed him? You want to have a dialogue or not? That's not how you get respect, and that's not how you get what you think you deserve to get, is by screaming and yelling and flipping people off and getting in their faces and dressing like like you're going to hang out with your homies down on the street corner or something. That's what they don't seem to get and understand. And by the way, those same rules apply to white people. If you want to get respect and attention, speak with some degree of education and of credibility and dress appropriately and show some respect. It works for us. It works for you. It works for Asian. It doesn't matter. This is where race doesn't matter. You go to apply for a job. You got 18 piercings in your face and you're tattooed from head to toe. I don't care what color you are. Unless it's for the Ferris wheel operator, you're probably not going to get the job.
That happened to my son one time. I told him, I said, you're wearing a tie and a shirt.
I remember when you told me this.
Yeah, and he went up to the judge. He had a ticket or something, and he went up to the judge, and the judge thanked him for wearing a tie and a shirt with a collar and let everything go. And my son turned, I mean, and he was like, I don't need to wear a tie. I don't need to wear I said, you're wearing
it. Yeah, because he thought he knew everything.
Oh, yeah.
He thought he could just be himself. Well, guess what? He learned a big lesson.
And he was like, whoa, I can't believe that just happened. You know what was interesting? I was watching TV this morning. I'm flipping around. I love MeTV and Dragnet.
I've never watched MeTV.
Really?
I should watch this.
Dragnet is so hokey and so weird and goofy. I love it just to laugh at it. But it was interesting that the episode today was them recruiting minorities. And they were really trying to push, they said, Mexicans. And they were trying to push for blacks to get into the police force. And then they brought a black cop in to talk to them. And then one of the guys in there was calling him an Uncle Tom and everything else. So I just thought this is so interesting because that was back in the 60s and they were still talking about recruiting minorities and how what a problem it is to recruit and get minorities into the force.
And I get that. And that's one of the problems they face is being ostracized by other black people. Folks, you got to stop worrying about what other black people think about you if you're black. Just like I don't worry too much about what other white people or black people or anybody else think about me. What I worry about is what do I think about myself? And I don't care if somebody criticizes me for this or for that. It, unless I've done something wrong, if that's my choice, then screw you. You can't not move forward because somebody in your neighborhood or your family wants to hold you back. Of course they want to hold you back. There's strength in numbers. They'd like to see more people like them. You don't have to be like them. Move ahead. Go on. Move forward. If it means putting on a sport coat or cleaning up a little for an appearance or... You know, I never saw Martin Luther King appear at anything without a suit on. Remember, did you?
No.
The guy never wore a golf shirt. I mean, he made a statement in the way he presented himself, the way he spoke, and the way he dressed. And that statement was, I'm every bit as intelligent as anybody of any color, and I deserve to be heard. And I will be heard, and I will continue to do this way till I get your attention. And he did, and he never would have done it if he resorted to some of this other stuff. I'm not an expert. I don't know everything, but I do know that in life, if you talk back to your parents, if you tell your parents to shut up, if you tell your parents, no, I'm not going to do it when they tell you something, you're going to have a very difficult childhood. And in adult life, it's kind of the same thing. You're always going to have somebody who is an authority over you. Whether you like it or not, you will. You may not think so. You may think, well, there's some people that don't have to answer to anybody. Show me that person. I've never met that person. I've never heard of that person. Donald Trump answers to stockholders, and he answers to bank boards, and he answers to lots of people. I answer to advertisers. All right.
Hey, before we go, if we move on to an advertiser right now, I want you to take Aaron's call because she just has a question and she asked me off the air and I couldn't remember.
Okay.
So maybe you and Peon can remember. Here. It's about someone that we had on the air.
Aaron, are you there?
Hi, Frank.
How are you? What's your question?
I'm good. I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
I was calling to see if you remembered the name of the man that was swallowed by the anaconda that you talked to a while ago. Oh.
His name,
Don. See, I couldn't remember.
Was it Don?
Don.
It was
Don.
Something Nottingham.
Nottingham.
Right, and I don't. I could check. I could do some checking and get his first name for you, but I don't remember the first name.
You know, if I Google him, it's his story online somewhere?
I don't think so. I don't think I tried that. I don't think it is.
No, he said it wasn't, I don't think.
Yeah.
But that other guy that was being on the TV show.
Oh, Discovery? There are a lot of people mad at him.
Yeah. Oh, it was ridiculous.
Because he did. That. Well, you know what it was like? It was like years ago, Geraldo's opening Capone's vault. Remember that fiasco? What a disaster that was.
Yeah.
This is kind of the same thing. And I'm going to tell you something. It's kind of like if you tuned in to watch the tightrope walker and he decided, that's too windy, I'm not going to walk it. I think that's kind of the way they feel about this anaconda guy. He made such a big deal out of it. And then what happened, Aaron? I didn't watch it. He didn't let it eat him or something?
I don't even think the snake had his head in its mouth.
No, no. I didn't watch the show, but I saw the clip, the very, you know, the crescendo of, and you could barely see anything. You see the snake and the guy in this giant suit that looked like something from the Hurt Locker. Remember that movie with the bomb guy?
Yes.
It was something huge like that. You see them rolling around on the ground, and then you see like a snake mouth go over a GoPro camera. I don't know if the snake... They said the snake's head got over the guy's head, and that's
right.
When he called, my arms being torn.
Well, what did he think was going to happen?
Stop it, stop it. So that's when they stopped the whole thing and shut it down.
Yeah, what a baby. You know you're going to be swallowed. What do you how do you think it's going to be? What do you think it's going to be like? You're going to get crushed. Aaron Nottingham, that's all I remember.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Don.
I think it was Don Nottingham. Yeah, I do. All right, we've got to take a break. Then Colin Jeffries coming in. We're going to lighten the load, lighten the way, switch gears, talk about entertaining stuff. I finally watched, because I had recorded Saturday Night Live, and it's interesting, they did They did a skit, I guess, in the – they do two shows. For people who don't know, Saturday Night Live does two complete shows, one before an audience and then a second one that's the one usually, with few exceptions, that goes out over the airwaves. And they did a skit about Channel 4 in St. Louis and what it must be like to do a morning show with all this Ferguson stuff going on. And I saw it online because you couldn't see it on television.
They cut it for time.
Yeah. Now, here's what's funny. I have no idea why I just mentioned that, because I'm supposed to talk about Schaefer Auto Body. Why in the world would I have said I watched Saturday Night Live? What the heck is wrong with me?
I don't know.
I think I'm having a stroke. No, there's something really – I apologize, everybody. I don't know why I went off on that tangent. I'm sure when I did it, I had a reason, but I can't remember what it was. Welcome to old age. Schaefer has a C in it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. I think everybody knows what an auto body place does. You may have never been in one. That tells me you're very young. And if you're very young, you've never been. That tells me you're a good young driver, because I think they say the average teenage driver is in an accident within the first 12 months, and even more likely to be in some accident within 6 months. And I think Alyssa has made it. She's never been in a wreck, has she?
Yes, she has.
But it wasn't until she – well, how long was she driving?
Not very long.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. I thought you'd told me no, but maybe – I don't think my own daughter. My own daughter drove for 8 years from the time she was 16 before, and it was just a minor fender bender.
Yeah, and this was the one where she it was raining, and it wasn't a high rate of speed or anything, and she just demolished her car. The lady's car had a scratch on it, and that's when the lady jumped out of her car – and laid in the rain on the wet ground.
Yes, I remember that.
And the cop got out. He was even mad about it.
Well, my point is, and I just got a text from Dennis Krebs. He says he heard it. It was Ron Nottingham.
Ron.
Thank you, Dennis, okay. for that text. So the average is 7 years. Every 7 years, they say, the average driver in the United States has to go into a body shop and have some work done. Here's what we want. Whether it's 7 years or 14 or 3 years, we want you to tell your insurance company, this vehicle is going to go to Schaefer. And if the insurance person says, wow, you seem pretty insistent. Yes, I am, because I'm the customer. I have the right to say where the body work should be done, and I'm sure that you, Mr. Insurance Person, would prefer it be done right, since you're paying for most of it. Wouldn't you prefer it be done perfectly and not have to be redone and paid for again? And that's when they'll say, huh, you're right. Let's send it to Schaefer. What'll probably happen is they'll recommend Schaefer before you do, for that same reason. They want it done right. 7 locations, perfectionists, that's what they are. They want it to be done. I think in the case of somebody like Peon, I can guarantee you it's more important to them for your car to be perfect than it is for Peon, because he doesn't care about cars. A lot of us do, and we want it done right, and it will be. And you're going to experience all the other great service that goes along with that, not just the perfect body work, but the help with the insurance and the rentals and all that stuff. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, we just have normal slowdowns now on eastbound 270 from McDonald through New Florissant, southbound 270 from Page through Doherty Ferry. A little bit heavy again from Highway 44 through about Tesson Ferry. On westbound 40, volume is just now starting to build between Hampton and McCausland, 270 out through Timberlake Manor, and eastbound 40 downtown. You're slow, Jefferson, to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Martin Kilcoyne here, wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. I want to thank you for being part of our listening family, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday season.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Is debt driving you crazy? Guess what? There's a solution, and it comes from a local company that you can trust, PCS Debt Relief. Here's a note from Brent J. of St. Louis, a satisfied PCS customer.
Thanks a million for your wisdom and patience. Keep up the good work. I would like to take a moment to let you know how appreciative I am of all your help. I haven't experienced being debt-free for longer than I care to remember. I can't thank you enough.
And one more from Matt.
Thank you for reducing my bank balance by 80%. I can finally see some relief now. I am forever grateful.
The success stories keep pouring in, and they're real. PCS Debt Relief is a local company with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call them now and set up a free, no-strings-attached appointment. 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or check them out online at PCSDebtRelief.com. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Call PCS Debt Relief right now. 636-243-8555.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41, and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-4779. That's 1-800-959-4779. 1-800-959-4779. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When is the last time you went to the dentist? When is the next time you're going to go to the dentist? A family practice by a family that cares, that's Bowen Dental Care. Bowen Dental Care on Dunn Road in Florissant has been serving the community for over 40 years. And if you're looking for a new smile, straighter teeth, or if you have spacing or crowning issues, right now Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care is offering $500 off Invisalign. Invisalign is a way to straighten your teeth without using braces, and it's a much more comfortable option. The Bowen family in Florissant is the official dentist office of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS. Your answer to all of your dental needs under one roof, Bowen Dental Care. Get the treatment you and your family deserve by a family that cares. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And you can always find them online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com. Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Managing depression. It's about getting you back to you. If you're still experiencing feelings such as depressed mood and lack of energy, whether or not you're taking an antidepressant, the Forward studies may be an option. They're evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression.
To learn more, call 888-44-MERCY. That's 888-446-3729 or visit forwardstudies.com.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit geico.com.
If you're an individual investor looking for tax-free income, consider municipal bonds. Henyon & Walsh is a leading independent expert in municipal bonds. For over 20 years, they've been helping individual investors like you build bond portfolios. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, call Henyon & Walsh today for your free bond guide. Call 1-800-908-0673. That's 1-800-908-0673. Maybe subject to local, state, or alternative minimum tax. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
This holiday season, Subway is celebrating you because it's customer appreciation. The meatball marinara and the cold cut combo are now $2 each. Subway, eat fresh.
You have a comment and you're not driving? Text your comments to 84126. That's the Menino's text line here on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2014 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at Chesterfield Mall Friday, December 12th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. You can also drop them off at any Firehouse Subs location and here at KTRS in the Westport Plaza. The Big 550 KTRS Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Walter Knoll Flowers, Schnars Hardware, St. Louis Cardinals, Firehouse Subs, NHC Healthcare, and the Big 550 KTRS.
The clown.
Not mouth. Find out. Oh, dang.
Yes, it's that time every Tuesday. Oh, and I messed up yesterday. Remember I said tonight is the, and I said this yesterday, I said tonight is the last of Sons of Anarchy. It's tonight. For some reason, I thought yesterday was Tuesday. I'm losing my mind, I'm telling you.
Crazy.
It's tonight. Maybe Colin will have it, maybe not. Of course, only the people who are really into Sons of Anarchy care. For everybody else, who cares? Colin's brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. What a terrific place to find things you never expected to find in a store with the name Oric on it. Because you knew, hey, great vacuum cleaners, but who knew about this other stuff? Listen, you'll be glad you went into the Oric stores. Here he is. What else can I say? The one, the only. There may be another one somewhere with the same name, so maybe he's not the one, the only. He's our Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
How are you, Colin?
I'm doing well. There is a very famous Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, there is?
He's an advertising agent. You know those Kia commercials where the hamsters drive the vehicles?
Yeah.
He created those. He works for a company called David and Goliath.
Wouldn't that be something if you went there and applied for a job with the same name as this guy? I just think that'd
be
funny.
Awesome.
It'd be funny just to do it.
Yeah.
And act like you didn't know. Wait a minute. What? Your name's Colin? I didn't know that. Your name's Colin Jeffrey?
You're hired.
There used to be a guy. I'm not going to tell this story. It takes too long, and I end up cutting into your time. What do you have for us?
Thanks a lot, Frank. We've got some DVDs coming out this week. Really family-friendly ones. Dolphin Tale 2, which I saw, and, you know, it's good, clean fun for the family. And When the Game Stands Tall, also a family-friendly movie. Jim Caviezel's in that. It's about a football team. Worth a watch. But the big one, the one everyone is waiting for, Guardians of the Galaxy. If you haven't seen it, go buy it because you'll watch this more than once.
I had a great marketing idea for that guy you just mentioned, and it was a thing, and you crank it, and his little head comes out. Pop goes Caviezel. Pop goes Caviezel. Yeah.
There you go.
And nobody wanted to buy it. Go ahead.
There you go. A few TV shows this week to keep an eye out for. Ian's a big fan of documentaries. CNN, did you ever watch Blackfish?
No. I have not yet.
That was pretty good.
That's the SeaWorld one, right?
But they're doing another one that airs this week, Thursday night. It's called Dinosaur 13. If you've been to Chicago's Field Museum, you've seen the giant Tyrannosaurus skeleton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge legal battle over who would have that involved Native Americans in South Dakota, the paleontologists who dug it up, and the federal government. Awesome story. CNN's doing another one. That is Thursday night at 8. You can check that out.
That sounds boring.
But it's going to be
How do you get an hour out of that? It's my skeleton. No, it's my skeleton.
I think CeeLo Green should host it because he has those little T-Rex arms.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he does.
Frank, if you're
racist,
like me,
go ahead.
You're still mourning the loss of Boardwalk Empire if you're like me and you're looking for something to fill that sort of gangster.
Yes, I am.
Peaky Blinders on Netflix. This is a BBC show. It's now entering its third season. No one saw the first two seasons because it only aired in England. This is a World War One street gang. It looks great. I actually watched an episode of the previous seasons. It's pretty good.
I generally don't like the British stuff. I know that sounds horrible, but I just don't.
It's not going to feel as British as you think. I don't think it. Definitely you can feel like the American influence because it's now 3 years old. You can feel the influence of things like Boardwalk Empire, but you can watch it on Netflix. So if you want to catch up on that. Another Netflix show, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, this is Netflix's first venture into like a giant blockbuster television series called Marco Polo. And it's a story of Marco Polo, but this is, it's got more sort of that fantasy exploration type feel to it and huge sets. I mean, when you see the trailers for this, it starts streaming on Friday. You can watch, of course, the entire season, but you can check that out on Friday. Barbara Walters presents on Sunday the 10 most fascinating people of 2014. We know a few of them already.
Yeah, run them down.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. Oh.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And Oprah.
Yeah.
How is Oprah one of the most fascinating? I can't think of a thing she's done all year.
Not this year.
No.
I mean, she's never won it before?
20 years ago. 10 years ago.
Yeah, what the heck has she done?
She's named to the list.
You know what she did? She called Barbara and said, put me on that list. I need some time. I need some FaceTime. I don't want people to think I went away. I guarantee that's what happened. Oh, Barbara said, all right, I will.
What was that?
It was Barbara Walters.
All right, I will.
That was funny talking, man.
Oh, brother.
Oh, no.
Where art thou?
And tonight you can go home, 7 o'clock, turn on CBS, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I love classic. Rudolph. What is it, 1950-some, Burl Ives? You know what? I watched them. They did a little news thing on it last night that it was going to be on tonight. And I watched there, and I'm not kidding, it was like I was 5-6 years old. I remember as a kid thinking, and I still think if you have little kids, I don't care how archaic the animation is, that's still a great kids movie.
Oh yeah.
I love that.
And that was 1964.
Wow.
Nobody
I thought it was
wants
50s.
To play with a Charlie in the Box.
Wow. Yukon Cornelius, actually, little known fact about this, the prospector, he was originally a peppermint prospector, and if you saw the original, you would know that it has since been cut. He's not a peppermint prospector. He's just a prospector, and you don't know what he's looking for. But in the original,
I don't even remember.
I thought
a prospector
he was looking for gold.
No, he was looking
for. Wow. And he'd throw his pick up in the air, and then it would land, and then he'd lick it.
Well, you know the reason what? He was initially licking it is to see if it had.
I think
peppermint.
The old animation is actually what makes this movie so much fun to watch.
Yeah,
is that claymation herky jerky stuff? It just makes it fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's I love watching those. So, yes, we will have the family tonight, 7 o'clock CBS.
A dentist?
Man, how do you remember every line from every movie? What is that?
No.
There you go. And there's a trailer just released for a movie called The Walk. And this is something I'm actually really looking forward to. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays a Philippe Petit. You may not recognize the name unless you saw a 2008 documentary, Man on a Wire. The story of a man walking on a tightrope between the Twin Towers.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you should watch it. It won an Oscar. It's spectacular. You have to watch that. That's on Netflix. You should
don't 100%. Tell me what to do.
Yeah,
well,
boy.
Sorry.
A little bossy.
That is a great, great documentary. Well, Robert Zemeckis is taking the story and has cast Joseph Gordon-Levitt in this. And this looks to be a giant spectacle because are you afraid of heights at all, Frank?
I don't like looking over something like in a big multi-level mall and looking down the atrium. I don't like that. Or standing on a preface like there's a crystal clear canyon Empire State Building things. No, I don't like looking down.
Well, then this trailer is going to make your hands sweat because it is that. So this is coming out next year sometime, but it's called The Walk, and the trailer just released for it. So that looks, I think it's going to be great, and it looks like a giant visual spectacle. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Well, he did it again. He did it again. And he didn't mention Sons of Anarchy, but I get that because it's Showtime, HBO. I think it's Showtime, so not everybody gets it.
What's that?
Sons of Anarchy. Is it
it's
Showtime?
On FX.
It's FX. Okay.
It's FX.
And there, but FX lowest? Is one of those on the standard cable package, right? I mean, anybody that right. has cable yes. can get that.
Yes, FX is standard. FXX, the younger network, is not.
It's but called this, XX?
Yes.
That means porn.
FXX.
FXX.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that F keeps it from being porn, I guess.
Yes.
Right. Colin Jeffrey. Thank you, Colin. Brought to you by Oric. And your locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. I have the greatest space heater I ever bought down in my basement. I got it at Oric. I have a couple of other products. We have some carpet cleaning stuff that is better than any we found anywhere else. You know where we found it? The Oric Home Care Centers. Of course, we own three different Oric vacuum cleaners. Now, two we bought as gifts, and the other one is in our house. Oric, O-R-E-C-K. Colin will do that again next Tuesday. First Community Credit Union. A couple of things you need to know. One is the 100 reasons to move your auto loan to First Community Credit Union. Now, this is not for new loans. This is for existing loans that you have somewhere else. The blank, blank bank. Get it out of there. Move it to First Community. They'll give you $100. And more than likely, you're going to get a better rate, so you're going to save money. Your monthly payment's going to be less, and you got $100 cash. That's a good deal. Here's the other good deal. First Community Credit Card. A credit card from First Community Credit Union. If you use that credit card, you will get a 1.99% interest rate. That is extremely low on all your purchases through December 31st. There you go. Two reasons, and there are many more, why you need to move your banking and do all your banking at First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 40 locations. FirstCommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you have a police incident on southbound 270 just past Olive that's slowing things down from approaching Page. You're going to be heavy again from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge and eastbound 270, we are slowing McDonald through New Florissant. This report is brought to you by Hallmark. Christmas is right around the corner, so don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick one up today, available wherever Hallmark is sold. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again,